I have often said that when it comes time for my funeral, I don't plan on being there. However, someone will have to deal with the duties that come with arranging my funeral as well as yours. When you think about that, those duties come with the correctly assumed as well as the unforeseen. That's why information is key, and we'll help keep things not just affordable but respectful as well. My next guest is the founder of the only online resource for information regarding funerals and the options that exist near you. This is all found at funeralocity.com. Here to explain how it all works is Ed Michael Reggie. Thanks for being here today, Ed.
Chris, great to be with you.
And great to present this idea because, well, let me give you the website, obviously, funeralocity.com. We have it up at our homepage. It comes at a time, you know, a lot of deaths are foreseen. It's a long, torturous stay in a hospital. A lot of times it's often sudden. And we just don't know what to do. And really, it's a matter of lacking information that you, through funeralocity.com, supplies.
Yes. 75% of the time, people have not planned their funeral. So family members are left in a grief-stricken state, and they've got to plan a funeral. And today, until today, they have just called one family funeral home, and whatever the prices were, they just kind of have to accept them because they've already had their loved ones sent to the funeral home. And we created Funeralocity so that you can, in the privacy of your own home, put your zip code in and get the prices of every funeral provider in America, every cremation, every burial provider, and we're the only site on the internet that does that.
And looking at the prices, too, I mean, they can vary just within facility to facility in one single city or town.
Oh, it's unbelievable. A direct cremation can vary from $800 or $900 to $8,000 or $9,000 in the same marketplace, in the same city. It's amazing.
Now, describe what a listing is. Just take, you know, ABC Funeral Services. Someone looks that up. Hits that entry, what are they going to find?
They're going to find that we have called that funeral home and gotten all their prices, and we've assembled their price list into four sample packages, a burial with traditional ceremony, a burial without, a direct cremation, and then a cremation with ceremony and visitation and those features, so that families can look and get an idea of how certain types of funerals will be priced versus others. And we find that to be very close. So you'll discover that a traditional burial is maybe $5,700 at one funeral home and $9,700 or $12,000 at another. So it's important to get a sense because many people have been to two or three funeral homes in their marketplace, but what they're unaware of are the price differences.
Also notice, too, wandering through funeralocity.com, if a funeral facility has not performed well, they've had some negative PR, news stories, mistreatment, fines, you know, whatever the case may be, you also spotlight them for people to avoid.
We do. We put a big red consumer alert on those situations. We also have an ombudsperson service in which people who are having a dispute with their funeral home, if they don't want to go to have a lawsuit, we intervene and help mediate a solution with the funeral provider as well. People can leave reviews for funeral homes also. You know, it's not just price, Chris, for anything that we buy. It's also the quality feature, and for that, we have a program called Best in America where the top 10% of all funeral homes in America, there are 19,000 of them, but we are endeavoring to credential and mark who we find to be the best funeral homes in America so that people have a sense of quality as well as price.
Never knew some of the things, too. It was really a learning experience going to funeralocity.com. What are some of the costs that people don't foresee? I mean, they could be small, they could be on the large side, there could be something that in their grief they'll just say yes to anything.
Absolutely. You know, one is the obituary. you know, we live in an age where people aren't reading the newspaper like they used to. And a funeral home will typically charge $300-$400 for the obituary. We recommend that people go online. There are outstanding services like obituary.com, which it ends with an E, not a Y, but obituary.com, where forever you can post an obituary and send it on email and Facebook to all of your acquaintances, family, and friends, and say, you know, my mom just died, here's the obituary. And that's free, as opposed to paying for it to be in a newspaper that, well, not many people are going to read, but at the same time, you're going to pay a lot of money for that as well. So there are, you know, ways to save, absolutely. One of the first ones, of course, is just look at the price profile of the funeral home to see if other funeral homes that you know are of similar quality, in your opinion, but better price.
I want to mention, too, as far as the obituary side of things, Facebook has a memorialized option on your page, every page, everyone's page, and you can just flip that into memorial mode. That becomes an eternal obituary where people can post photos and memories and all sorts of wonderful things about the person who passed away, and that's also obviously free as well. Is there a payment? Because, you know, people want to go all out because they love their husband and wife, their mother, their father, whatever the case may be. So they want to go all out. Do funeral homes offer payment plans?
You know, 50% of the funeral homes in America don't offer any financing at all. It's amazing to me. Yeah. We have a financing offer on our site that we have vetted and feel is a fair one, and the rates vary according to the credit worthiness of the person borrowing. But no, funeral homes, 50% of the time are not going to offer financing. Most of them today offer credit cards. They accept credit cards, but still you'll find some that don't accept credit cards. It's a mom and pop business. 85% of the funeral homes of America are multi-generational, single ownership by a family, and a lot of them have not advanced. They just haven't. So they may have gotten a website that a casket company put up for them, but they're usually not very progressive, and that's why you don't even see payment plans available very often.
With Ed Michael Reggie, who is the founder of Funeralocity.com, the website also the obvious, Funeralocity.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, I guess they pretty much have to assume the obvious. They have a built-in customer flow and clientele. So what's, you know, it's almost how often do you see a funeral home really advertised, for example?
Historically, it was in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
And, of course, those have gone away. It's that's right. They're not marketing oriented. They're not that kind of person. But the age of Amazon is upon us. We can look and research online before we go there. And I think it's very important that families do this. You know, a funeral is typically the fifth most expensive item in someone's lifetime, and you know you're going to have the home, college, wedding, and automobile ahead of it. But the funeral comes next. And people are 80-some-odd percent of the time, they're calling one funeral home, and that's not spending correctly.
We have to wrap up here with a minute or so left. But can you plan for yourself ahead of time? Can you basically pre-purchase your own funeral?
You can. As we say, shop before you drop. It's a very smart thing to do because families are going to tend to overspend, but you can do it the way you want. And also, it's deductible off of your estate at the end of all things. You can pay for your own and save your family all of those problems by doing that. And the good news about that is that you don't write a check to the funeral home by consumer law. You really put it into a trust or an insurance policy, because what if you plan your funeral and the funeral home goes out of business?
Right.
You know, so it can happen right in the funeral home. You can go there and they can set you up by planning it in advance. And I recommend that very much. It's a smarter way to go about doing things.
I know it's something you don't want to talk about, you don't want to think about, but it is one of those inevitables in life. And if you have the information and even an option to get ahead of it, all the better for you and for those around you. Funeralocity.com. That's the website to find out more about the unthinkable. Think about it, because you're going to have to face it one way or the other, or on one side or the other, if you want to think of it that way, too. Ed, Michael, Reggie, thanks so much for the information that you provide. It's always empowerment. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks for the great work that you do.